Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You know, to be honest, it was shocking to me. Andrew Berry must be a lot smarter than me or us, because it doesn't make sense to me to trade a quarterback that you think enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent that's hurting in that area. But that's just my personal feelings.
That's Mike Tomlin talking today. The Steelers beat the Browns 23-9.
How great is that?
I am shocked that this.
You know what that tells me? He really wanted a piece of Browning's ass. Yeah. Like, they had a plan for Browning, man. That Thursday night short week, he wanted to be the one to knock Browning out of that job.
When I first read the quote, I thought he was joking, and then I heard it, and I'm like, wow, this really set him off. Now, the Steelers, for their part, they beat the Browns yesterday 23-9, and they sit at 4-1, and they're kind of running away with this division.
Well, they're going to have to really collapse here, right, to give to give the Ravens a runway. Look, this wasn't a tour de force against Cleveland, but this Dylan Gabriel thing, he's really limited physically, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's
little guy,
hard to push the ball down the field. Like, Cleveland is going to trade more guys before the deadline. That's going to be another win for Pittsburgh. Like, they've really kind of owned games in Cincinnati. If they take care of business here on the short week, they're coming off a bye, then they get another long rest. Like, they really aren't beating themselves. They're the opposite of the Ravens. They've got 10 takeaways already. Yeah. They keep winning the turnover margin. That seems to be built in for them. They've got superior special teams. We've got garbage special teams.
Got Looper.
It's going to be a mountain to climb. And Mike Tomlin is good for 9 to 10 wins every year. And if one of those wins includes a split with the Ravens, I got news for you. That's your AFC North champions.
They're firmly in the driver's seat, and they've taken advantage of this soft start to the schedule. They should win Thursday against Cincinnati. That puts them at 5-1, but then the schedule gets real. I mean, Packers, Colts, at Chargers, the Bears are in there, Bills, Ravens twice, at Detroit, like, we'll find out if the Steelers are for real, but right now they're firmly in the driver's seat, and they've given themselves a ton of breathing room.
So this was a story that I didn't know was a story because I was at the Ravens game, but I guess the field sucked at the game yesterday, and they're actually doing work on the field today, but Mike Tomlin was asked about the field conditions.
I thought it was poor yesterday. I'm not concerned going forward. It's my understanding that turf is going to be swapped out, but I certainly acknowledge it was a concern yesterday.
So, Jason, this is a complicated situation because it's not just the Steelers' decision, because they play Pitt plays there, high school ball plays there.
They usually swap it out right around Thanksgiving because they get through the high school playoffs. So, like, but this is feels a little early for that talk. I just find it shameful that we're in the year 2025 and this sport, they're playing games all over the world and they can't even give you a decent surface. So many of these games are either played on concrete or they're played in slop. This is a 20, they're pushing $25 billion in revenue.
Yeah.
I mean, and we can't even get Field to play right.
Just a reminder, so this is a complicated thing, Jason. Tell me if I'm wrong, but the Steelers can't, they can't on their own say we're replacing the Field because they need to talk to Pitt and they need to like. There's
yeah,
like,
I don't know about the high schools.
Yeah, but the Pitt part of it, Pitt. Yeah. I read that Pitt needed to give permissions. Yes. Yeah, so it's
and
a
it
weird
probably,
thing.
It's probably supposed to be split financially a yeah. certain way, and Pitt might be like, "Hey, we don't know if we can do it," and so then the Steelers,
yeah, just throw
guys
some money
like Tomlin
out.
Have to go to his billionaire and say, "Hey, boss, can you fit the whole bill? Because like this stuff kind of really matters." Yeah,
it's weird.
And this
it's
isn't
ridiculous.
And this isn't even a one-off.
The, no,
it's been going forever.
Yeah,
for there's most of the. I mean, there's it all the time in Washington, all the time in Pittsburgh. I mean, it's the same places.
MetLife's a disaster.
MetLife's got a crappy version of Field Turf. Yeah. Like it's. But then these billionaires, when they're held to FIFA standards, to get the goal, to get the World Cup and make money off that, they'll go and lay a whole different
yep.
field over top.
Yeah.
Like for that, to get in on some of that gravy train?
Yes.
All of a sudden, oh, Messi needs this, Messi needs that. He's only going to play here once. That's okay.
Yeah.
We'll give, to get those games. But they don't, but the league won't hold them to the standard that FIFA holds them to. And the last time those games were played here in 1994, and they ain't ever going to be played here again after this one.
You know, it reminds me, this was one of those
not
things.
Not in our lifetimes. This maybe never again.
Jason, this was one of those things that my dad used to, like, it drove him crazy how crappy these fields were and that these guys wouldn't pay to fix the fields.
It's a joke.
To your point about soccer, whenever they get an opportunity to get even a friendly, they have
Bermuda grass on top of it? Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah. One more from Mike Tomlin. They did, remember a year ago, they lost to the Browns on Thursday night. Tomlin talks about his struggles on Thursday Night Football.
I'm only concerned about 2025. I got my ass kicked in a lot of ways over the last 19 years.
Wow. Coach.
He's the best.
Mic drop. Now, he did walk out of the I want to make sure I get it right, but he walked out of the press conference today saying something to the effect of, you guys are annoying the hell out of me today. So he walked off. He kind of did a mic drop today.
I was crunching some of the numbers for WannaBet and looking at that Thursday night game. So I think he's played 7 road Thursday night games since like 2014, and he's lost all but one of them.
Wow.
That's why they're bringing it up. My first thought was, that's not a lot of road Thursday nights. They must be getting a lot of Thursday nights at home, because you know he's played on Thursday night more than 7 times in the last like 12 years. So we'll see. Now, again, he's been really good at Cincinnati, and it's Flacco who just got there on a short week.
And they're 5.5-point favorites?
I'm not laying that many points.
I will say this, and I think Flacco's the –
I might like 2.5, but I'm not laying 5.5.
For what it's worth, and I don't expect Joe Flacco to beat the Steelers. Alas, he made a couple throws in that game yesterday that Jake Browning's not making. Like the couple throws that to keep them semi in that game against the Packers, Jake Browning ain't making those throws.
No.
But to use Jamar Chase's words, the Steelers are coming to Raw Dog. So
that was a quote.
You gotta.
He said
that's
that.
His words,
he
not mine.
Said that. He
that's
did say that. Words. He did say that. Yes, Thursday Night Football is the Steelers at the Bengals, and Joe Flacco and Tomlin's not happy about it. Coming up next here on the program, I don't know if you know this, but the Ravens' offensive line stinks. How bad is it? We got some necessary roughness next for you on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.